Hello there, I'm back with chapter 4. Now we'll be talking specifically on employee engagement. As a recollection, on the chapter 1, we spoke about AI in HRM. On chapter 2, we focused on hiring. On chapter 3, we focused on performance management. And now in employee engagement. Now, before I get into employee engagement, I want to say a few things about with my experience in the company as a consultant also. Employee engagement is becoming huge from an HR perspective. I mean, how do you engage employees, whether it's an outbound program or doing festivals or whatever it is, and how AI can help you there. Now, in various forms, we will be talking about what employee engagement is all about and how AI is preparing something in employee engagement. To start off with, from an introduction perspective, we'll talk about human capital, a company's success, employees' mobilization, about all other financial, technological, and innovation resources. We'll speak about highly engaged employees and how they make the difference between success and failure. Historically, employee engagement initiatives predominantly relied on manual processes, subjective assessments, and periodic surveys to gauge workforce satisfaction and commitment. And we'll talk about employee engagement is a crucial aspect of organizational success, influencing productivity, innovation, and overall company culture. 20% of employees in India are not actively engaged in the workforce. This is done by Lina AI. If you go to lina.ai as a website and they did a survey, they say 20% of the employees in India are not actively engaged in the workplace. Now, when you say actively engaged in the workplace, what it means is they just do their job, finish it, go back home. They're not engaged with any other things. Now, 23% of employees is huge. 32% engaged and 18% disengaged employees in the US as per the Gallup survey. AI is revolutionizing the entire low engagement paradigm by offering data-driven insights, predictive analysis, and personalized experiences tailored to individual preferences and behavioral pattern. Now, what is employee engagement? It is basically a measurement of how committed the employee is to the company, not only to the work that they are doing. You know, you might heard this kind of statement, don't love your job, people leave managers, they don't leave companies, you know, how they are invested in their goals and principles. It also measures how people feel about their workplace environment, which directly links to the job satisfaction, the morale, and ultimately the business results. It also is a sense of purpose and high level of job satisfaction and perform better than those who aren't engaged. That's the ideal. It's a force multiplier to have a happy and engaged team. We all, as managers, we always look for a team who is happy. And the team who is happy, the performance is better. The benefits of higher levels of employee engagement include greater productivity, improved performance, lower turnover, better recruiting success, and higher earnings. It also takes an active effort to achieve employee engagement. It's a huge, huge effort from the HR fraternity and continuously work to sustain it. Employee engagement starts with corporate goals and principles that they are asked to commit to. Now, AI tools and platform, they use machine learning algorithms to analyze the data that is there. So as I said earlier, in one of the companies that I worked, they had a chatbot. And before the long weekends used to start, they used to ask simple questions like, okay, what are you doing this long weekend? How you're spending time with your family, where are you going, so on and so forth, is to capture the data. Now, when they're capturing the data, it also talks about the employee sentiments. You know, what they like, what they don't like, if there is an organizational practice that can be brought into, and the business outcome also. You know, pre-COVID, I as a consultant into LNOD, I have delivered so many number of outbound training. And that outbound training was not a day long. It was just 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours to the max so that the employees are engaged, they have a fun time together. And one of the primary contributors of AI in employee engagement lies in the ability to facilitate real-time feedback mechanism. It's not that what could happen, it's a real-time. Traditional performance evaluations often suffer from delays, subjectives, limited scope, hindering the actual process, and opportunities for improvement. AI-driven feedback systems enable continuous monitoring on the employee interactions, sentiments, performance metrics, allows managers to implement proactively. You know, back in the day when I first started my career, my manager used to just spend a time, because in those days we had Monday to Friday, no cell phones, nothing on a Saturday and Sunday. And he used to ask me three simple questions. What will you do in the weekend? What are your likes and dislikes? How do you want to spend time with your family? So imagine the same data captured by an AI-based system, which will give you the sentiments of an employee. AI augments the personalization of employee experience by tailoring learning and development initiatives, communication channels, recognizing the programs according to the individual preferences and skill profiles. Like I still remember, in one of the chatbots, they came out with a wonderful data where we, I think around 10 to 15% of the people said they want to get into a lot of free learning if it is provided by the company. Now, free learning has various connotations. When I say free learning, does it mean that they are looking into more free courses that can be, you know, incentivized by the company, or they're looking for certifications which are free on available on the internet? Like if you go to Udemy, if you buy licenses, then you get X number of things and all this. So what if you have something like that and you keep your tailoring it to the need of the people, which actually enhances individual preferences and skill profiles? It also recommends relevant training modules. So I think Udemy US has a wonderful module. So they have a calendar of once you log in with proper employee user ID and password, it determines, so it goes through a series of questions and tries to ask you what kind of learning do you like or wants to do, what kind of career pathways are you looking into. Okay, if you do this, how will it help you into career pathways, and thus creating an aspiration and capabilities for the employees. This approach also creates a sense of belonging, empowerment. You know, I still remember one of the companies I worked for, Collabra, they had a Udemy license where part of the learning, where we used Udemy's AI tool to sense what kind of learning these guys are looking and can we integrate into our learning management system or not, and thereby enhancing overall engagement and retention rates. AI-driven predictive analytics empower HR professionals and business leaders to anticipate trends, forecast future challenges for a positive work environment. It also analyzes historical data patterns, demographic trends. For example, if I'm looking at India, so let's say during Durga Puja in Calcutta, they need a holiday, they need something to be imprising on. In Gujarat, Navratri, which is a huge Navratri festival out there, and you know, companies used to give passes. There was a data survey done in the company in Gujarat, which catered to people never used to take leaves in the winter vacations or summer vacations for their kids, but they wanted that 10-day vacation of the company during Navratri. So they created a questionnaire that who wants a 10-day holiday, because again, the manpower planning, the rostering of people for their shifts and everything has to be catered to it. So AI algorithms can identify the potential source of disengagement, such as burnout or turnover risk or cultural mishaps. I might not like Navratri, but I might like Christmas. The similar way, I might like Christmas and not like Navratri. So in that way, for example, in Bombay, people who are in Bombay, they like Ganpati festival to the core. I mean, the day of the immersion, half of Bombay is closed. If you know Lal Bagh, the biggest Ganpati festival of Bombay is actually a 12-hour shutdown of the road that is uses for immersion to the Chowpatty beach. So this can be taken as a data which can enable preemptive interventions and policy adjustments. So just to let you know, in Bombay, I mean, obviously, if you work in Bombay, you'll come to know, the day when the Ganpati immersion happens, the offices are half day. That's a policy. So if you come in the morning and by 12:30, 1 o'clock you leave, because after that you will be stuck in the immersion, people don't say anything. So that policy adjustments can be done using AI powered tool. Goals and principles of employee engagement. See, corporate goals and corporate principles actually originate with leadership. You know, to help with engagement, leaders must be achievable goals and get employees' commitment to buying these goals. Communicating these goals is another challenge to the company and justify plans for achieving these goals. Okay, explain how employees' work is related to business goals. My first manager, and I do not know how much relevant to the corporate world it is, but my first manager used to do an internal team R&R. not being sanctioned by the company, sanctioned in the sense, not as a policy, but by the way he used to run his team, he just got an approval that all the cost he will bear. You know what he used to give? He used to give as simple as a Parker rollerball pen because you have achieved your target. You won't believe how much the employees were engaged to their work. That is how employees' work is related to business goals. It is implicit in all of how these employees engage, but must be a leadership priority. Employee engagement is also likely to suffer if corporate goals aren't complemented by corporate principles. So if I have a corporate goal of achieving 1,000 units of product to be sold in 1 month, but my corporate principle says otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. The leadership must hold themselves to principles and must state the principles and values explicitly. You know, a lot of organizations today for the top management do workshops like cultivating growth mindset. But if you don't have a takeaway from that program, how will you engage employees after that? Because they are HODs. And once they go back, they need their team to be engaged with them for their contribution and recognized and valued. Adopt routine mechanisms for providing recognition to employees and suitably rewarding for the same. It is also important to get employee buy-in to corporate principles. You know, regular open communication, spending more time with employees, discuss tangible, actionable improvement. Now, a very important point is this tangible, actionable improvements. You know, the reason I say this, it's again for the improvement. You know, achieving alignment of the employees and company goals is essential for higher levels of engagement. You know, people react to how they are treated not only by management, but by their peers. I mean, obviously, if you're engaged to do that, the employee experience is the sum of the all experiences that an employee has during that tenure within the organization. So if I worked for a company for 5 years, my experience with that company, so today Indeed, Glassdoor, Naukri, other LinkedIn also coming up, that how was your experience, if you can share with it and rate it. So it is influenced by the employee's physical environment, the technology they are given access to, training, development and growth, and the career pathing. The work flexibility, post-COVID, if you remember, I think 6 to 7 months back, there was supposed to be a mass resignation in Infosys, if I remember it correctly. All the female employees wanted to resign because they were very productive doing home office. Flexibility, openness and communication, level of commitment an employer shows towards the health, safety, well-being and success of an employee. Employee engagement, a subset of employee experience. So employee experience is the holistic picture. Employee engagement is one set of that. Delivering a stellar experience helps employees feel like the organization cares for them. You know, that's the value they carry. The skills that they value, the loyalty that is ensured, and high levels of employee engagement. If I feel I'm engaged, so there is one question that is asked by a chatbot in employee engagement that, do you like to come to work every morning? And the first answer is yes or no. The moment you say yes, the second question comes is, what makes you motivated to come to work daily? And you won't believe me, people wrote in this way that, you know, the way it seems to me, it looks like an extended family. We can share, we can have fun. Targets are there, but still targets are being taken care of. Employee experience can influence employee engagement. It is not necessary that engaged employees are happy with the experience they receive, but yes, the experience will definitely influence the employee engagement. The experience directly impacts the productivity, the retention, the workplace culture. Favorable employees' experience can enhance the employee engagement levels multifold. What are the drivers of employee engagement? The engagement drivers can span into dimension of everything, the individual drivers, the organizational drivers. So the individual drivers are those things what makes an employee commit to a job. Like the question that I asked, what, so if you like to come to office every day morning, then what motivates you? That's an individual driver. The organizational drivers are those where the organization is doing to make an employee commit to an assigned job. So for example, there are a lot of companies who provide transport. You will find in a lot of bigger organizations, they have a crash for working women. Who are mothers, who are single mothers. So you have a playhouse for children above 5 years. Okay, I do not know which organization, but it made a headline 6 to 7 months back. stating that, and organization went out their way also to help the parents find a school if they're being transferred to a different location. And the initial cost is being taken care of. Now, these are all our policies that defines an organizational driver. So it is how the organization is making the employee feel valued defines the organizational drivers. The leadership drivers. Now, the individual driver and the organizational driver are something which is based on policies or something. But the manager is the biggest factor in my opinion. How the leader is committed in empowering the employees, the feedback communication, the recognition and rewards. I still remember my first manager gave me two movie tickets of a good movie to go with my girlfriend. I mean, experience. I was given a token of appreciation award by saying because I did not take a leave for one single quarter. So I was given a restaurant discount coupon to take my family for a restaurant. I mean, whether it is doable, not doable, it's an organizational policy, but the leader always fights for it, for the recognitions that they do. So engagement starts at the pre-onboarding step. And as I said in the previous, in the hiring part, how you're onboarding the person, the experience starts from there to the offboarding stage at every single point that it happens. You know, in customer service, it is said there are 9 touch points of best customer service. Similarly, if you as an HR can create those kind of touch points, which will, so pre-onboarding is 1, onboarding is 2, meeting the manager is 3, meeting the team is 4, decorating their cubicle is 5, the first performance booster is 6, offboarding is another. So it all gives a commitment to the employee that we are there for you and stay focused to the organizational growth. Now, if you look in a nutshell what we spoke about, so these are the organizational drivers, these are the individual drivers, and these are the leadership drivers. So employee resources, positive work environment, culture and belonging, flexibility, team and co-worker relationship, diversity and inclusion. Here you can find role clarity, psychological safety and well-being, learning styles, potential for career development and growth, career pathing. So employee experience, onboarding to offboarding, both sides, leadership, feedback and recognition, communication, support and empowerment. So this all has to be a policy. Only then only AI can come into the picture and help you. Now, as I said, how AI? So AI is receiving the entire engagement drivers significantly with tools to resolve employee queries quickly, chatbots, manage and develop talent, processes, eliminate human biases, systems, provide self-paced learning opportunities. You know, when I say managing work flexibly, the biggest thing that happens on a singular factor from that flexibility is today, can I work at my time? You know, long time back when I worked with Wipro, Microsoft has a wonderful statement of work, or the statement of work objective is they are not worried about what is your shift timings. They want 8 hours of productivity. So we were given laptops in 2005 and 6. We can log in from anywhere. If I have a problem at home, I could log in from my home, and I was given a good Wi-Fi connection. I mean, it was not Wi-Fi connection, it was a modem connection back then, but we were given those connections back then. And based on all these things, it created that kind of a plethora of people to work more. Monitoring performance, scheduling meetings, give continuous feedback, generate reports, everywhere AI can help. The COVID-19 pandemic and remote working have brought new changes for the leaders, managers, and HR professionals and the employees. One of the need for every organization today is how to manage multi-generational workforce and how to manage work from home and work from home is workforce. Huge change. The changing workforce, the trends, the tools, the solutions to engage would retain employees and measure their engagement levels. Leaders and managers must stay up to date on this engagement trends, innovate and personalize and engagement drivers. And the managers can only do this if they're using a mechanical tool, not a manual tool. Again, AI. Traditional employees' statistics point out that two-way communication, conservative employee recognition program, rigorous classroom training don't work. Trust me when I say this, as a LNOD consultant today, I have moved away from classroom trainings. If they say we want to do a virtual training, we are okay. We have a setup in that. If they say, no, we only want 4 hours of classroom training and the next 4 hours as an engagement training, we're there that way. So the landscape is changing. The expected results is changing. So AI can help in all this situation with machine language or machine learning powered employee engagement bots. So this is where your generative AI will come into picture, because you need engagement bots. You cannot have that human level at their level to understand the engagement level. By using algorithms, analytics, and coding programs, these technologies can monitor employees' performance in real time and highlight movement areas. Techniques like sentiment analysis and NLP of the text conversation can determine the employee mood, the facial gestures, the body language. AI can be utilized for conducting intelligent surveys, providing real-time feedback, personalized responsiveness, and data-driven insights. AI can also derive qualitative insights required to measure employee engagement. What questions? Now, you have a plethora of employee engagement surveys. So if you read two or three surveys, and you can pick those questions and give us an input. So simple is emails, Microsoft Teams chats, Google Suite, Slack, and other the tools are there for daily workflow. Today, in Microsoft Teams, if you're doing any virtual session and that Microsoft Teams is connected to your email and that email is connected from the internet, if you're doing a meeting, you can directly look into other people's calendar, which was not there before COVID. So Microsoft Outlook integrated with Microsoft Teams can directly give you a leverage of the other people's timing and send it. So you look at which date your meeting to be done, and you can post that meeting online and it will be accepted by all workflow. It can also determine appropriate team composition by analyzing employee motivations and factors, personalizing the onboarding process, deriving insights from employee performance data, creating customized learning and development programs, removing biases in the workforce. See guys, please understand, we are talking about employee engagement and experience. If today I do not create that experience, the employees are never going to be engaged at the workplace. AI can't do anything with that. Data-backed technologies like chatbots, predictive analysis can empower and build impactful HR processes. They can analyze the feedback, the sentiment of an employee, and can predict the risks that is related to and suggest interventions. I read it somewhere, a process created by American Psychology Association identified people on a health risk. When I say health risk, not from typically from a heart or ailment way, mental condition. Because that person was so burnt out in the sales, feedback, meeting, client meeting, travel and all things, was unable to spend time with family. And once the chatbot was implemented and when they did, you know what the percentage they found out? 20% of the employee was unhappy because of the burnout. What did they do? Using that data, they started getting more and more weeks to do. So they have something called as employee appreciation week. You know, in an entire week, you will appreciate people across organizations, from CEO to the housekeeping people, for their work and appreciate them. You can give them a box of chocolates, whatever you want to do. If the chatbot was not there, they might have something. They're one of the biggest organizations in the world. These platforms with personalized support through employees, through chatbots, virtual assistants, enhance their experiences. Personal experience, learning experience, they analyze the employee's skill, recommend relevant training courses, development opportunities. The ultimate end is experience to career growth. So the first employee engagement from a pre-recruitment stage. The following is a AI-powered tools that they do. So they have an applicant tracking system. They call it the ATS. The behavior assessment tools. The predictive analysis tools for candidate matching. Now, when you say applicant tracking system, so it's basically a system which speaks about where the candidate is and what is the tracking happening. So let's say sourcing, screening, identifying. So the ATS will highlight, okay, the candidate is at screening level. So the immediate, the hiring manager or the HR manager can have a track what is happening. and also positive system. Second, during this time, was there a feedback or a follow-up happened? Even that is through a chatbot. So these all are creating better employee experience. The second one is assessment tools. Now, if you see, the chatbots are now taking you to a personality assessment tool to know what your personality is. And again, virtual link to predictive analysis for candidate matching. Automated interview scheduling, standard of applications. So today, if you have to send a interview time for somebody, you just go to Outlook. If you have Microsoft Teams, if it's a virtual, you can directly from there quote the time and send it to the direct person using a chatbot, or you can directly send it. So with tedious task automated, HR teams have more time for in-person interaction with a potential candidate. That's the idea.